Never done a homily with the Holy Family looking over me. But if you see in the middle of the homily St. Joseph's arm going up and checking his watch, could you let me know? In the seminary, we were taught when preaching a homily, never to look at any individual in the assembly. In other words, look just over their heads, because when you're preaching, you're supposed to address the whole body, not any particular individual. That's the teaching, but in reality, it's a little different, because I always find myself, you know, connecting with somebody's eyeballs at some point. And can't help it, because you want to connect. And I was like, my mom and dad taught me, if you really mean what you say, look people in the eye. Well, they weren't thinking about homilies. But anyway, I find myself doing that, and any preacher will tell you that if they look at individuals in the assembly, no doubt they will see people looking at them kind of like this. And you're never sure what to make of it. You can tell that they're taking it in. They're very attentive. But you don't know if they were going to make a next gesture, be nodding their head or going like this. And what I tell people is, that's okay. You can look just like this without agreeing or disagreeing with what the preacher is saying, because the idea of a homily is not trying to get people to agree with you or get them to disagree with you. The idea is lead people to deeper faith. Say something that gives the people something to think about. And I think of Jesus in that scene today in the synagogue, and there's one word that really popped out on me this time in thinking about the scriptures. He's in the synagogue, he's reading the scriptures, and then he comments about it, and it says the people looked intently at him. And when I heard intently, I think of the people in the assembly going like this. And they're not sure how to receive Jesus' words, I think, because, first of all, he's the hometown kid from Nazareth, but secondly, think of what he's saying. He's saying, you know what, everything that the prophet said about a Messiah to come, that's being fulfilled. And if you want to see somebody in whom that's being fulfilled, here I am. Well, if that doesn't get people's attention, what would? No wonder they looked intently. No wonder they were open to hearing and seeing for themselves what Jesus had to say and what he had to do. These days, a lot of attention's being given to the State of the Union speech, right? There's a lot of talk about, well, is the speech going to take place? And if it does, when and where and so forth. And all those, brushing those questions aside, we could think of State of the Union speeches as the chance to kind of outline the country's priorities over the next year. You know, what do we need to do as a country, and so forth. It's all, but it looks to the future. And Jesus' quote from the scriptures, it has parallels with that when it speaks about what God is doing, setting the oppressed go free, curing those who are sick, restoring sight to the blind. Except when he says these things, he doesn't mean it for some future thing, event out in the future. He's saying, this is what's going on right now. And if you're paying attention, and if you're listening with ears of faith and seeing with eyes of faith, you will recognize God is doing something with us here today. But the big question in that synagogue was, are they going to recognize it or won't they? And as we find out later, some of those people who looked intently at Jesus in that synagogue received recognition of God's saving work, whereas otherwise thought, no, he's not the one. He's not the one, because he doesn't match what I expect a Messiah to be. And we can be like that too. Kind of closing ourselves off to what God is doing in the here and now. I have a friend who just returned from a vacation in Hawaii. That poor guy. And he visited a lot of the Hawaiian islands. And so he came back and he's showing me all these pictures and he's going through it and one island after another. You know, here's the waterfall in Maui and here's the Black Sands Beach and here's the mountains and they're beautiful pictures, but after every few of his pictures that he's showing, he had to comment something along the lines of, boy, it looks a lot better in person than it does here. And haven't we all had that experience of taking a picture and then looking at it later and saying, oh, this is just not what it was like to actually be there. I think there's a danger in the life of faith to see God's actions in our lives as almost like pictures or experiences that somebody else had rather than experiences that we have of God's work in our lives. And if we fall into that, then God can seem distant, maybe not so wonderful, the picture God, as the God who I've seen it for myself, I've heard it for myself, I know God is speaking to me, I know God is present in the events of my life and in the lives of others. What a difference it is to understand God's saving work by what we experience rather than simply taking what others have experienced. Not a bad thing to think about as we get closer and closer to the Lenten season. We are always challenged to look intently at Jesus, to his words, to his teachings, to his spirit. Being attentive. That's when we notice things. That's when we open ourselves up to deeper faith. Isn't that what God wants for us? To share more fully in his life, to come to a greater trust in his saving help. I hope I did okay.